The green card's here in the studio, and I gotta tell you, you can't see it, but the floor is shaking from the stomping, and the microphone stands are wobbling a little bit on the chorus there. These guys are getting into it. That's great. I love the line, driving all night with the radio on. What's the name of that song?
It's called Make It Out West.
Wonderful.
It's going to be on our new record, or is on our new record, when it eventually exists.
very soon. And that's Kim Warner speaking, and also Carol Young of the Green Cards, and they're joined by Tyler Andahl on the fiddle and Carl Miner on the guitar.
Thank you
guys for coming in. You're in town because you're playing at Wolf Trap tonight, the Barns at Wolf Trap, and then I see you're going to be at Ashland Coffee and Tea on, the 10th? Thursday the 10th?
Right.
Tomorrow night. We nearly weren't going to be anywhere.
Oh.
Our van broke down last night.
Yeah.
What happened?
It ended up being a minor mishap.
But we were saved. We were saved by our DC friends, Bill and Mary, came and collected
us.
They always save us. Yeah, it was just a fan built thing or some sort of built thing. Very fortunate, but man, it was cold out there last night.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it was definitely below freezing. And you guys were driving from Nashville, is that right?
We did. We drove in. We got an hour away. I think we'd relaxed. We'd figured we'd made the trip. And as soon as you let your guard down, no, we ended up getting towed to the area. And guys fixed it up for us this morning, so all good. We're back.
Bill and Mary fed us.
It's all good. We're happy to be here.
It's wonderful to have friends in town.
I know.
It sure
is. I don't know what we'd do without them, really.
Well, tell me a little bit more about your new project that you have coming out. You said you've got a few more months, about 4 months before that's going to be released, but obviously you're playing these songs in concert.
Just starting. This will be actually our first weekend of shows where we're playing the new songs.
That's exciting.
We've been in the studio right up until this last week, and we're really excited about this new record with our Buy a Brick campaign that's been going so well. And if the listeners want to check it out at thegreencards.com, they can. And you know, it's just been great. So this is the first time playing these new songs. That was one of them. We're going to play another one here shortly for you, one of the new ones. But yeah, we're excited just to be out playing because we've really been in the studio much of the past sort of 6 weeks on and off and haven't played a lot of shows in the last few months. So we're just happy to be out of the house and ready to play, yeah.
And Tyler and Carl both joined you on that album as well.
Yep, they're both on there as well, which is great. And it's been amazing.
Well, Fascination, you had a lot of different instrumentation. I know you played like the xylophone and you had a lot of percussion. And
yep.
So do you also have a lot of guest artists on the new album?
Well, yeah, more so, like, I think the band, you know, we played pretty much the instruments we play at the gigs. We're trying to keep it a little bit that way on this record, but we did have a couple of guest artists come in. We figured with this record, you know, we'd never done that before, and this was the time, if any time, that we'd like to bring maybe our heroes in. Kim, on one day, got to cut Sam Bush sat in on
that song right there. Sam plays slide mandolin on that particular song we just played,
lovely.
Which was amazing.
It was an
playing
amazing
with him
spirit
is like,
and energy.
You know, I mean, Sam's pretty much the reason that I play the mandolin, and then we'll throw it to Carol. And you know, when I first met Carol, she was totally obsessed with a guy that sings pretty well by the name of Vince Gill. and really learnt to sing harmony, particularly to Vince Gill records. And I guess we're letting the cat out of the bag now, but we got Vince on a track singing, Carol and Vince sing together the whole way through.
Song.
It's a duet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty amazing. We went through a lot of tissues that day. Carol was bawling the whole time, getting to sing with Vince,
Yeah, what is that like? I mean, how does it affect your performance? Like, I would be so nervous.
You know what's funny is he came in and cut the guitar first. So he played the guitar solo and everything on it. He's very gracious that way.
He's
like,
funny.
What do you want me to do? Very funny, very gracious. I was very nervous the first day and luckily I didn't have to perform vocally that day. But by the second day when he invited us to his house to cut the rest of the song, we sort of relaxed around each other and
we'd become mates by then.
Yeah, us and Vince are like that.
We're tight.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely one of the benefits of living in Nashville.
Right.
Sure is, yeah.
And how long have you been in Nashville now? About 3 years?
Five. We're starting our sixth year, I think.
Oh, wow.
So we've been there quite a while now.
Yeah.
But it was really great fun. I mean, it was a blast making this record, and that was just sort of the icing on top of it all, just getting, Vince and Sam to be part of it with us. So it's killer. Very excited.
And you mentioned the Buy a Brick campaign. That's a lot of bands are doing that now, doing a crowdsourcing technique to somehow pay for a van or to pay for an album. And but when you say Buy a Brick, you've involved artwork.
Yeah, well, what that is the artwork theme of this record is going to be a brick wall throughout the cover, all through inside and on the actual disc itself. And folks have been able to go in and, as we say, buy a brick, and their name will permanently be on that artwork forever. And it's been going really, really great. It's totally enabled us to be able to make this record. And because we're doing it on our own without a record label this time. There's the making of the record, and then there's the promotion that goes into it afterwards. And, it's not cheap to do that. So it's been amazing that we've had people jump on board. And it's totally enabled us to be able to do what we really love.
I think for both of us, though, going into the studio, we were talking to the guys about this, that it took a whole different energy into the studio, though, just knowing that the people, our supporters of this, the music we make, got on board pretty early in the piece, and we were going to the studio with their support.
Yeah.
And that took a whole different energy.
You already know the people you're creating.
It was a beautiful feeling.
Yeah,
really.
It was, and it kind of, we sort of put pressure on ourselves even more. So, like, this is going to be good. It's got to be good. If we've got all these people vouching for it and putting their hard-earned money into it, then we don't want to serve up a below par record. So we really pushed really, really hard to write songs that we felt were, the best songs we've ever come up with, and not be precious about things. If it wasn't working, then that's not good enough to make it. It's just not going to make it. So we pushed ourselves really hard, and the guys played great, and it was just great. It was a really amazing, amazing time recording this record.
Do you have a title for it yet?
Well, actually, there's
a working title.
Yeah.
We've never had a self-titled record, so we're going to, the Green Cards, but our working title is the Brick Album.
We're going to refer to it as the Brick Album.
That's kind of neat. And you guys can find more about the Buy a Brick campaign and the whole new album on your website, which is thegreencards.com.
That's right.
Is that correct? Okay, thegreencards.com. You guys can check that out. But you mentioned this is your first album without a record label. You'd done an album in 2009 with Sugar Hill, and before that were with Dual Tone. And actually, before I even started working at the station, I heard songs from your Weather and Water CD, which was from 2005, and the track Time. I don't even know where I picked it up, maybe a Pace magazine sampler or something like that. And you guys were definitely one of the groups that drew me to even working at this station.
Nice.
I want to thank you for that.
That's very sweet of you.
But Carol, you had offered to play that song. Can you tell us a little bit about it, the writing behind it?
Yeah, we were hanging out, we were living in Austin, Texas when this band formed. And, it's just such a great, healthy scene there. Great, not just, bands out playing live, but great songwriters like, Robert O'Keefe and Guy Clark and Patty Griffin lives there. And so we were pretty overwhelmed when we first moved to Austin. And so we just started writing music. We'd never really done a lot of that in Australia. And we were writing a lot of music, and we thought, well, we need to maybe collaborate with some of these great Texas people. And we became good friends with Robert O'Keefe's bass player, Bill Whitbeck. So we spent a few days just hanging out at the house writing, and one of the songs turned out to be Time, and we've kept up that relationship with Bill and maintained that relationship, and he's he co-wrote Make It Out West.
Bill and I wrote that together. Yeah, he taught us a lot about songwriting, actually. It was one of probably the first co-writing we ever did, I think, was with Bill. And as Carol said, you know, it's something in the water down in Texas. You know, everyone's a songwriter down there. And that was
and
one of the things that drew us to Austin. And, yeah, we got that song out of it.
All right, well, we'd love to hear it.
Sure.
On the wind, I feel a warmth like the time.
time by the Green Cards. They're my guest here on WAMU's Bluegrass Country. I'm Jen Hitt. And that song you had on your album, Weather and Water, in 2005, how has it changed for you? Because you were living in Austin at the time. You said it was one of your first songs that you wrote. I mean, does it feel different to play? Do you, you know?
You know, that song just has a real simplicity to it. And you can try and make something more out of it, and it never wants to, it'll never allow you to go there. You just have to really come back to, like, it's all about emotion, getting the right emotion out. And it's funny, you know, if we play a live show and I don't feel like I've quite reached that emotional point in that song, I feel like I've come away from the show feeling like a bit let down, that I don't quite, it's just, there's an emotion that comes with that song. And I think lyrically, I draw from that a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had a few emails from people that say that, you know, they'd lost people over the years or recently, and that song really helps them. That's what people get out of it.
A few funerals, people have played that song, mm-hmm. which is quite touching. It's amazing to think that something you've created, you know, a piece of music that you've written
affects
people mm-hmm. in the way it does. That's an incredibly, you know, amazing thing about art, I think, whether it be music or any type of art. It affects people like few things can, you know, and we're really lucky that we get to just do this, you know, this is what we do for a living. But, you know, talking about maybe what's changed for us since then is, like, one thing I think we've really learned, and sort of elaborating on what Carol's saying, is that you learn that dynamics are so important, particularly for this band right here. Dynamics is everything for us, that we're not afraid to drop it right down to basically just Carol's vocal, and we're fortunate to have someone that sings so well, and especially in the moody sort of things like that. And so that's something we've learned.
I'm very moody.
Yeah. I wasn't quite getting to that. That's not really what I was trying to say.
Go on, say it. Just say it. Right. Just say what you're going to say.
I don't mind.
You're getting way too serious over there.
I would say sultry, maybe.
Sultry. I like that word.
If it helps, if you being moody helps the song being moody, then
exactly.
That's just fine by me.
I'll take it all out on you guys.
But, you know, I guess we've learned not to just sort of force the issue. You know, you don't have to play everything at 10 or 11 if you're Spinal Tap. Speaking of which, I totally got lost down in the stairwell today. I just got lost trying to get in here. I had a major Spinal Tap moment. I just kept coming into the wrong offices, like, all the time. And they all say WAMU, and I was on the wrong floor, and I walked in. I said, where's the sort of kitchen area? Because that's
where's
my mandolin.
Jim?
As you said, up two floors. I was like, oh, God. So, anyway, I got sidetracked there a little bit. But anyway,
okay,
dynamics are what we've learnt, Jen. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, we can't talk about changes without talking about Emin. He's been with you since 2003, and this is your first project without him. What precipitated that change in the lineup?
It was just, we'd been together for, what, 7 years
seven
at that
years.
Stage. And, you know, that's a long time for any relationship, I think, to go. Mm-hmm. Bands come and go in that time. And it was just, we just got to the point where it was just, you know, we wanted to go our separate ways. And it just got to that stage, you know.
We wanted to continue.
Yeah,
and you know, touring as we do, sitting in a van all, you know, for a good part of the year, you got to want to do it and you got to love it, you know. And if you're not loving it, it's really hard work. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're only human. And, you know, it gets to the stage where it's like, you know, that was a good 7-year commitment.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. 7 years is a long time.
It's a long time. And, you know, it's sort of, and we also had, you know, Carol and I came to the decision that, you know, it was a time where we said, okay, so what are we going to do here? I mean, we didn't really want to fold the band, but it's a big change to get another personnel. But, you know, we felt strongly enough about what we created, and we had, as much to do with the people that have supported us throughout the years, and our manager sort of said that, look, you've got a really nice, loyal fan base out there that want to keep seeing the band, and we wanted to keep creating music, and then getting these two guys
made
in the band was like,
it's
been an amazing thing for us, a huge boost musically in a whole different way, and you know, just how easy and they are to get along with, and how much fun it is to tour with. So it's been a real
and great,
you know,
musicians,
yeah, and,
you know,
and amazing players too. So it's been really inspiring in a creative sense, and really fun. So it's just given us a whole new lease of life, you know, for the next 7 years, boys.
and how did you find Carl and Tyler?
Well, I'll start with Tyler. We'd seen Tyler play with, he was playing with Future Man from the Flecktones in what was called the Black Mozart Ensemble. We saw them play at a festival a couple of years ago, and he was playing. And I'd heard about Tyler, and I guess we might have even jammed at festivals, or Spigma, I seem to remember one year we'd jammed together. And we loved his rhythmic sense. And, you know, we're friends with a guy called Casey Dreesen, and fans of his playing. And Tyler is sort of in that mold, and we really that was something that we saw that would fit the band, and especially moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tyler's really got this rhythmic thing that really adds so much to the band. It's definitely helped us live shows, you know, take it to a whole other level. And I don't know, this is putting him on the spot, but maybe you could just sort of show some of that.
Come on, show us, do one of your things.
That rhythmic sort of thing that he's renowned for.
Mention one other project that several of our listeners might know Tyler from is he's also in the trio Roustabout, which actually kind of combines a lot of that old-timey feel and with a few other players.
With Josh Philpott, yeah, and he's great too. Josh is a great old-timey artist. He's put a new twist on it, which we really liked.
Yeah, we love
new
bass voice.
Lines and yep. new twist
all sorts
on
of cool
old-time stuff.
And then I guess we take it over to Carl over here. It's funny, we had our last guitar player was Jake Stargell, who's since moved on to playing with Mountain Heart now. And doing really well, and he's an amazing guitar player, and he wanted to sort of move on and do some different stuff as well, and as you do, you know, he's a young guy, he's only 20 now, I think, Jake, and we had him for 3 years, quite a chunk of time out of a young guy's life, and 3 great years with Jake, and we're still really good friends with him as well, and he'd mentioned Carl, and I said, okay, so I looked up on the internet, this Carl Minor guy, who is it, and I saw Carl playing this piece that he'd written, this fingerstyle piece. And it was just incredible. I said, Carol, look at this. You know, you got to check this guy out. And it's such an important thing for the Green Cards is not just flashy playing, you know, picking and flashy picking. I mean, it is important to play that sort of stuff. But songs and like dynamics and it's a whole other thing, you know.
Melodic
and,
sense.
And to find people that can do it all is tricky, you know. It's the, you know, I'm not putting dibs on our band, but it's a, you've got to play a lot of different styles in the Green Cards. You just don't get one thing. You just don't have one chop and that's your thing and it's going to work in this band. You've got to be really versatile and both these guys are incredibly versatile. And Carl is, without question, one of the greatest guitar players we've ever played with. And talk about versatile, there's nothing you can't play. Plays the Chet Atkins stuff incredibly well. Throw us a bit. See, I couldn't do that in a million years, that stuff. That's tough. And anyway, just like great rhythm sense and just, you know, everything's great. So we found him through Jake and he came around to the house and we played a few songs together and it was like, yep.
That was it.
Done.
That was
it. Now Carl and his wife live on our street. They bought a house on our street, so life is good in Nashville.
Easy for band practice.
Yeah, it's very good. Good for that, for sure.
Well, you were talking about virtuosity and the difference in the styles, and one of the things I have to highlight is the two of your Grammy nominations for Best Country Instrumental Performance, and most recently for The Crystal Merchant.
Yeah.
So that was, 2010 that you were nominated?
Yep.
And that song was also a co-write, right?
It was. I wrote that with my friend Todd Lombardo, who's another great guitar player, playing with Jerry Douglas at the moment, and just a whole bunch of people. And he's another guy, not dissimilar to Carl, that is very, you know, versatile in his playing and has a really great melodic sense. So it's funny, we've written a few things. There's another one on our brand new record coming up that Todd and I wrote as well, and it just clicks sometimes with people. And I found with Todd that every time we get together, we tend to come up with something that tends
to
suit us.
I'd love to hear that or whatever you guys want
to
play.
Let's play it.
Here we go, Crystal Merchant. Thank you.
The Crystal Merchant from the Green Card's 2009 album Fascination that was nominated for a Grammy. And they're here in the studio because you guys are going to be playing at Wolf Trap tonight at the Barnes. And then tomorrow...
First time.
First time, and boy, we can't... We're so excited. It's a beautiful looking venue and we've heard so many great things.
And they definitely... The acoustics in there are wonderful with all that wood. And both the amphitheater and the Barnes, they really... It sounds great. And then you guys are going to be at Ashland Coffee and Tea tomorrow, which is actually not that far of a drive from D.C. if people want to head down there. It's only about an hour and a half.
I think it was very close to where we broke down last night.
Was it?
Oh, no, Bill's shaking his head. No,
other way, we got
I have no idea where I am.
and that's a really nice little venue, too, a cool little listening room with a coffee shop sort of attached. So we'll be caffeined up and ready to roll. Should be fun.
And what are your plans for the summer? Where are you guys, or in the spring and the summer, where are you guys headed after that? You got any good festivals you...
Yeah, we have. We're going to be out. We're going to be out a lot this year. I mean, we're always out and about, but last year we decided to sort of taper it back just a little bit in preparation, you know, to allow us to write for the record and record the record. But we're going to hit it really hard this year, and starting from sort of this weekend, just gradually get busier and busier, and we'll be out a lot in the summer.
We're doing a few more folk festivals this year. We're going to World Fest, California World Fest. That's a new one for us that we've heard so much about through, like, Tommy Emmanuel played it for a few years and he thought it was a great festival. We're playing a Roots Festival in Colorado where we are with David Lindley, which we're really excited about. We're big fans of David Lindley.
We're all going to wear polyester shirts for that particular performance.
And, you know, a couple of other folk festivals on the East Coast, and then there's a couple more. I think there's some announcements coming where you're not allowed to talk about lineup releases.
There's a couple we can't quite talk about yet, but they're the ones, they're big and they're great. We're so excited. So you'll see before too
long. And you can check that all out on thegreencards.com.
Yes, you can.
You guys have your Brick album, as you're soft titling it, coming out in a few months. And will you take us out with one more song from that?
Sure.
Please?
We're going to play another instrument, a little more upbeat. And I named this one after my hometown of Adelaide. This is cleverly titled Adelaide. Thank you.
Adelaide by the Green Cards. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks, Jen. Yeah, it's always a pleasure. You.